WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
All English-speaking people do not sound alike. Language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg says you can hear this for yourself in some recent American movies.
There's a story they tell about Edith Head, the famous Hollywood costume designer. Somebody asked her what she thought about Gone with the Wind, and she said, "Well, I don't see what the fuss was all about. The hems are an inch thick." I felt sort of the same way when I saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I'll grant you that it's an enormously entertaining film, but I have to confess that I kept being distracted by the Englishman Bob Hoskins' struggle with an American accent.
Nothing's changed. Somebody's made a patsy out of me, and I'm going to find out why.
Now, it may be that this is a nit that only a linguist would think of picking, but you have to admit that there's something weird about having Hoskins play the part as an American in the first place. After all, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a movie that asks us to believe that cartoon characters are walking around in the middle of flesh and blood Hollywood. If the audience is willing to swallow that, why would anybody care if the hero happened to have an English accent? In the old Hollywood, nobody bothered about getting accents right. When the Australian Errol Flynn played an American in westerns like Santa Fe Trail and Virginia City, he just talked like Errol Flynn and nobody raised an eyebrow. But modern movies require linguistic authenticity, whatever other liberties they may take with reality. As a result, we've had to listen to a succession of Englishmen and Australians trying their hand at American and vice versa. Some actors can bring it off. Barbara Hershey does a credible South African accent in the recently released A World Apart, for example. And the South African-born Lawrence Harvey sounded plausibly American in The Manchurian Candidate and in the 1960 movie The Alamo, where he played Colonel Travis opposite John Wayne's Davy Crockett.
Crockett, you're not the illiterate country bumpkin you would have people believe. You speak an excellent and concise English when you wish. The bad grammar is a pose.
Well, a fella has to do a lot of things to get elected to Congress. I'd kiss many a baby, too.
And then, of course, there was Peter Sellers, whose ear for accents was positively Mozartian. Sellers didn't just do an American accent, he did all of them. He did Americans differently in Dr. Strangelove, in Being There, and particularly in his extraordinary performance as Claire Quilty in Lolita.
Didn't you have a daughter with a lovely name? Yeah, a lovely, what was it now? A lovely lyrical, lilting name like...
Lolita.
Lolita, that's right. Lolita, diminutive of Dolores, the tears and the roses. Yeah.
Wednesday, she's going to have a cavity filled by your Uncle Ivor.
Yes. Yes.
But there are few actors who have Sellers' gift, and for them, I'd advise a little linguistic discretion. In last year's Lethal Force, Mel Gibson played an American cop with an accent that he could only have picked up by sitting through Rocky 50 times.
Come on. I'm just gonna stand here and talk to you. That's all.
You won't try nothing?
No, I'm square with you. I won't try a thing. I won't try a damn thing. You think I want to fall off? I promise, I'll just talk to you.
Now, I can see why Gibson would want to try for an authentic American voice in a naturalistic movie like The River. But Lethal Force was one of those cop buddy movies with a storyline that read as if it had been lifted from a video game. Surely somebody could have come up with a plot gimmick that would have let Gibson play the role in his own quite charming Australian accent. After all, it was good enough for Errol Flynn.
Welcome to West Point, sir. May I direct you to the Commandant?
Yes, if he's the proper person for me to see. I'm Mr. Custer, George Armstrong Custer of Monroe, Michigan. I've been appointed to the Academy as a cadet.
The Tasmanian-born Errol Flynn and They Died With Their Boots On. Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.